Whether in badminton or beach volleyball, boxing or rowing, the spontaneous expression of victory is universal. Okay, maybe not in dressage, but for everything else, the physical sign of triumph translates to arms raised, chest puffed out, head tipped back. Just like the inflated displays of chimpanzees and gorillas, as two psychologists note in their new study on expressions of pride and shame. They say these behaviors are innate, not learned. Jessica Tracy of the University of British Columbia is lead author of the study. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you studied sighted and blind athletes at the 2004 Olympics and Paralympics. What did you find?
What we found is that all of these athletes, regardless of whether they were sighted or blind, and regardless of what culture or country they came from, tended to show the same behaviors in response to success in the Olympic Games, that is, winning a judo match. And what these behaviors were expanded chest, jutting their chest out, essentially, tilting their head back, and extending their arms out from their body in one way or another, basically making themselves appear larger. And we know from previous research that this set of behaviors is associated with the emotion of pride. And so what that tells us is that the tendency to show the pride expression, the pride behavioral response, is probably a universal response to the success experience. And given the blind findings, it may even be innate.
We should clarify that when you're talking about blind athletes, you're including in this athletes who are blind from birth. So
yes.
Theoretically, no one ever trained them, taught them, when you win, put your arms in the air, tip your head back, puff your chest out.
That's right. And that's exactly kind of the only way that we would see these effects in this group, other than it being innate, is they would have had to be specifically taught, you know, verbally, presumably, or even physically, that exact configuration of behaviors.
Okay, now this is for the winners. You also studied losers and what you call shame-relevant behavior. What did you find?
For losers, what we saw was slumped shoulders and chest essentially narrowed, basically sort of a hunched over or crunching, leaning in kind of response. And for those people, what we found was we saw the response among the sighted athletes, and we saw it in the blind athletes. We saw it in the congenitally blind athletes. The one exception was that we did not see it in one culture group, which was, interestingly enough, the Western culture group, basically Americans, Canadians, Western Europeans. What we think is that what's happening in Western cultures is that people aren't really supposed to show their shame.
So we hide it better.
We hide it, exactly. Yeah, and we're supposed to hide it. And you know, American culture, you're not supposed to show shame. You're supposed to be proud no matter what you do. You know, even if you lose, you're supposed to say, well, at least I played hard and I feel good about myself and my country.
Why was this interesting to you?
Well, I've actually studied these emotions like pride and shame for about 6 or 7 years now. I've always sort of been interested in them as an emotion researcher because they've kind of been the neglected emotions. And the argument has been that emotions like pride or shame that involve sort of complex self-representations and how do I feel about myself and how do I think about myself, that stuff is less evolutionarily basic and more perhaps culturally determined. And I've never really bought that. And I think, you know, the findings that I have sort of accumulated and that other people have accumulated over the years suggest that that's not really the case, that actually there's a lot of evidence that these emotions are every bit as evolutionarily based as any other emotion.
Well, Jessica Tracy, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Jessica Tracy at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Her study, The Spontaneous Expression of Pride and Shame, is published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.